Hi, today in studio we have Shankar, the principal of IKIM New Creation School.
So hi, we are very happy to have you here. So I have certain questions as you are the principal of the school. Yeah. So I just want to know, how is the process of education over here in Auroville? How is it different from outside?
In Auroville, we try to, first of all, understand the child and how to help the child in order to learn. We do know that the child has to learn itself, and we need to support the child by organizing the environment well. So when you want to compare, this is what I understand from your question, when you want to compare how this type of education is different from outside, you know, the aim of education outside is your curriculum, your subject, that you get your syllabus and you keep your syllabus at the center, and both teachers and children have to run around the syllabus.
Right.
And try to, the teacher's aim is to transfer whatever is in the book to the child's mind. That is the focus. And if that is actually done correctly, they are called the successful schools or successful teachers and successful learning. But here, you have to keep the child at the center, and you have to run around the child by understanding the child and its capacity and what domain of the child has to be developed in order to become a good learner. So here our understanding is that we need to help the child to comprehend what is being told, what is being experienced here. So it's more like child-centered. So that is the biggest difference.
So our education at Auroville is not formal.
It is formal. For me, what is formal? Everyone thinks that formal is nothing but you have a set of syllabus and you have timetable and you follow it and finish it according to your time. That's what formal education so far understood. For me, education is formal when it is well understood by a child with a prescribed methodology.
Exactly. But then the other problem is when these kids go out of Auroville. So how is it going to help them? Because outside Auroville, it's all formal education. They come through syllabus. They have a lot of syllabus to read and go through examination and all that. So people, kids from Auroville, when they go out, what are the difficulties they face, they might face or they are facing as you're there from
Is actually my 28th year. So far, the difficulties that I have heard from students is only one. That, oh, those people do not give enough time for us to express who we are. They just give us a question and ask us to answer within 5 minutes and within 20 lines.
Yeah.
So this limitation is the biggest limitation that Auroville children have when they go out. For example, if you take any unit, let's say science, mathematics or language or even philosophy, take any subject that you want the child to learn. The child is learning formally. There isn't any formality or informality in learning at all. But there is just everything within the frame.
Okay.
You have to explain that within 10 lines.
Exactly.
When a child wants to express beyond a point, there isn't any scope for that child to express that within the given answer sheet. In fact, all the universities now give only 36 pages. Whatever you write, you have to write within the 36 pages. And in the first flying slip, it is well written that you will not be given no extra sheet. You will not be given any extra sheet if you want to express more. That is the problem. If a child understands matrix here in Auroville, or if a child understands matrix over there, it is the same understanding. But how they are examined, if they are practically examined, it will be nice. But we haven't come out with a system to examine the children understanding well. I'm very sorry that we have the traditional examination thing. This is the only challenge I have heard so far from Auroville students who have gone from Auroville to outside. Because The other thing, their understanding and all is pretty fine. They're okay with outside system.
So what are the changes do you think you want to bring in more in education system at Auroville?
In Auroville, we don't need to bring any changes, but if our aim is...
Or any development.
Yeah, that's right. Have we already reached integral education completely? That's a thing. Because my understanding here is it is very difficult, first of all, to understand the child and its capacity. So that defect on the teachers have to be developed. So teachers have to follow all the exercises that they're supposed to do in order to develop themselves to understand a child. Once the child is understood and its capacity is understood and its learning disability or its merits or strengths are understood, then obviously a teacher is well positioned.
Correct.
Then after that, there will be a great speed of transferring things or making child to work harder. So this has to be developed fully. But my question again is, if we develop that thing for one child, that's not going to be applied for all children.
Yes.
So this has to be changed. So this is ongoing process. And the teachers have to evolve for every child in a different way. This evolvement, you know, will really bring more and more clarity. And of course, they could actually compare, that child is like that. Probably I could use the same method to this child because this child is very close to that child's mentality. So this is how it has to grow. So it is not something that we want to change. We need to really bring the practice of integral education in all level. That has to happen.
Do you think people are taking those steps over here?
This is why we are here for. This is why we are here, and all teachers were trying to help children somehow understood it. And this is why we have our teacher resource center, our, you know, brainstorming sessions, our symposiums, everything is going around that.
And how do you think kids get mingled? There are two cultures mingling together. So how is that process? Is it so difficult for them, or are they happy that they are getting to know more? How is it happening?
Actually, the mingling part is happening, in fact, but how much?
Yeah.
And how much they value the system is actually differs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because as a Tamil, for me, there are some practices by other cultured people in Auroville doesn't have any value. But for them, it is a great value. For me, I'm sorry, if I'm asked to come to a place at 8 o'clock, for me, it is not a matter if I go there 8:10 and I do not value 8 o'clock as 8 o'clock. This is my culture. And this is completely understood on as well as accepted in my culture. But in Auroville, I'm sorry, some people are so fussy about it because for them, 8 o'clock is 8 o'clock. They have to be there. I'm not just giving you one example. Even if you take culturally, this is important, this is not important. Your dress code, your, you know, saying hello or even addressing people by their name or by their relationship. Because all Indian children want to address people by uncle and auntie.
Yeah.
But here...
they call by names.
When that happens, of course, there is a shock. So what is the degree they accept? They do accept. They will mingle, for sure. But what is the degree of mingling? Of course, it differs because, you know, the value system, you know, that's imbibed by the parents as well as their
own. So as a principal, how do you manage all such things when any kind of problem or
issue arises? I'm working as a head teacher in one of the Auroville outreach schools, which is actually dealing with children from one culture,
okay.
Tamil culture, village children. And of course, there is also a small problem over there because we have to speak different language. For them, you know, outside schools, Tamil children, parents always actually insist some points by using harsh words or even, you know, hitting children and all these things. But when we try that, try the other way in Auroville school, those children feel that, oh, we are too loose. Oh, yeah, anyway, he's not going to do anything. against me. He's not going to hit me. He's not going to scold me. So why should I care about that?
Yeah.
But then I have to really say, look, you know, my words to you is already the language that I, you know, want you to do this. This is my expectation. And beyond this, don't expect me to act in a different way, like parents are acting, you know, at home. And these children are very much confused about it. And they feel that, oh, wait, you know, yeah, I can actually play with them. But sometimes they do try. They do try their freedom up to certain level when you have to say no. Again, I'm a little afraid over there when I say no very strongly. Some children might think that I don't like it anymore. Yeah. This is where it hurts me. See, I like you. I give you the freedom up to this much, but beyond that, you cannot test. But the child wants to test. Then when I stop, the child might think that, this man doesn't like me. Sorry, instead of, because those are children and their age is not the age of an adult. Therefore, they totally misunderstand it. So these are all the cultural differences when these children are coming from there. And again, you know, parents are expecting teachers to just giving things, you know, as one-way traffic. Teachers have to teach. Children will do what the teachers are asking them to do. But here we want to actually learn together. Again, when you talk about that, they say that we don't know. We don't know the system. So it's a new system being tried in a village or in a setup which has been following completely a different traditional system for a long time. And of course, this will create lots of confusion, even within the parents' mind, you know. What do they do? Is that what supposed to be done? You know, these are all the questions.
So is there any behavioral change in the child?
Yeah, actually, the child smiles at you, which I really like. And also, the child doesn't have any shade of fear on its face. But this is the biggest comparison that I could see. When a child meets a head teacher in Oroville school, when a child meets the head teacher or the principal outside. In outside school, you know how they almost stick, you know, towards the wall, you know, I mean, physically.
So it's actually good that our...
Here, you know, they are just, they opened and they come to you and they exactly communicate what they want to communicate to you, you know. So I feel this is much better.
So what did you learn from, as you have been here for a long year? So what is the learning which you learned from those kids, from this tradition, from this culture?
Yeah, what I have learned so far is practically, I don't think I have understood completely, because otherwise I should be a teacher as teachers were described by Sri Aurobindo and the mother. And what all I have understood so far is all their principles, you know, I do see here and there practically that, oh, the child is very clever, I know, but the child scores less mark in mathematics. Wait a minute, you know, what does that mean to me? So that the child was not approached yet exactly through the Oroville principles of education, like, you know, first of all, the teacher must understand that, oh, I cannot teach that child anything. So the child has to learn and I have to help. And also the same thing, you know, how am I going to introduce things? Am I going to introduce what is in the book, or I'm going to relate what the child is experiencing in its day-to-day life? Like, that's near, you know, near to far. That's the principle. But in practical, how that is happening? Is the child really introduced all the nearer things first, and the child understood what it is experiencing every day? Then, hey, it's the same thing, you know. That's the principle, or whoever gave us, a scientist or mathematician or linguist, you know. So that has to be. So these principles of education has to be understood by the teachers by looking one example after the other example. So that's what's happening to me as a teacher here in Oroville too. So I'm learning that part. Okay, this is what it is. Sometimes, very rare, that aha situation happens too. Oh, God, that happens to you. This is who you are. I understand you. Now this is what I want to give you. Do you understand me? So these are all actually my understanding as a teacher in this many years. That comes up here and there.
So far, we have till high school.
Yes.
So do you think we should bring up college into Auroville?
Yeah, this is my longing though, because Auroville is one of the communities that can act, the whole community can act as a college, as a university. This I have talked to many people. In fact, I'm in favor of bringing up a college, in fact, in Auroville.
So like when you said it is
high school, I call it higher secondary, though, senior secondary. Because you have even Indian programs in one of the Auroville schools, that is CBSE here, up to 12th grade. And also, advanced level is actually equal to 12th grade internationally. Therefore, we have gone up to school final year.
Yeah.
But the next step is college. What is happening practically is some of the Aurovillian youngsters were sucked by the community because it suits to them.
Yeah.
And in fact, when you look at the higher studies, people might understand through their practice here, but they also have to understand the theory. So, sure, we also need four walls.
Exactly.
And where theories can be taught. And of course, as a community, can be used as a lab to practice it and experience it.
So how far is it working?
I do know a couple of friends who talked about that already long back. But there is already a very big step towards the vocational training within Auroville, because that has reached up to the college level. But so-called degree courses, theory courses haven't come within the walls, so that we have to wait. It can emerge at any time. I'm in favor of that. I mean, Auroville must have some rooms where youngsters, youth can meet their professors and talk to them about, look, hey, these are the theories. Or they could have a debate, argument, you know. That's how, of course, this college will be certainly different from outside college, because here people will be doing through interaction rather than, you know, delivering lectures and just listening to the lecturers.
So again, how different will it be than outside college? Again, outside college, we have two semesters, we have to write our exams, we have to go through all that. So how far it's going to be different from outside colleges? How do you want it
when
to be?
When you talk about the certification, unless we are the autonomous university, we cannot change the system. Even if you are an autonomous university, then you have to think about how you are going to, whether it is semester or non-semester, even trimester, how you are going to evaluate yourself, because this is nothing but the regular intervals of evaluation. That's why they call it semester, trimester, non-semester, all these things. Obviously, there will be a very big difference in learning style. There will be a big difference in how people kind of exercises it, like or test it in the lab. I'm sure students study in Auroville College will not go out with the economic theory, but they will also know that, hey, how does economic system work? You know, so because people who have done their master degrees do come out without any deep knowledge about what they have studied. Here, what all we worry about is the cumulative statement mark.
Yeah.
That's what you know everyone carries around. But Auroville College students, I hope if it comes true, then they will probably carry their portfolio rather than cumulative
marks. That's actually very good.
Yeah, because portfolio will speak more about a student rather than numbers.
Numbers. So, can you list out few achievements which your students have done going out of Auroville or inside Auroville?
Actually, there was a very big... there was a very big kind of, is that frustration? I don't know. Or maybe there wasn't such a hope before when you were talking about our children going to Auroville outreach schools. They don't learn that much, you know, but they don't fit into. These are the children whose parents cannot afford to any good school. Therefore, they are going here. But now, children who have gone through Auroville schools, wherever they are, you know, because we also have to accept or recognize that there are a couple of people in Oroville who are helping villages to proceed improve. With college education, you know, because there are scholarships available, and that's how they are quite many young men and women.
It's are not in easy colleges. For everyone to fly abroad, but right. through Oroville, villages are getting very much benefited, yeah. and they are.
And going. In my village, I know there is one organization, Reach for the Star. In fact, you know, helped more than 26 students so far in Kuilapalayam. But those students are in classrooms where only elite,
okay.
you know, children can be. You know, this is because of Oroville education. In fact, once a professor from an engineering college came to me, and he came to IKM school. I said, look, you know, I just came to visit your school because one of my students who was actually studying here before is somebody... is something different than other students. Therefore, I want to see. I said, oh, thank you, sir. Come. Then I took him out to the classrooms and kind of explained how we do. And he certainly went out with a different understanding of education because he hasn't gone through such education either. I haven't gone through when I was a student. So I know what new. And he knows, you know, okay, this is different.
So do you think that Oroville education should go out? Like, we have to bring such kind of environment and...
Because Oroville is not something closed. Oroville has to be copied. Not only Oroville education, many things that we try in Oroville has to be copied.
So do you think such practices should move out to the cities and
obviously.
Even those kids should learn all that? Because
this is what all Oroville outreach schools about. You know, whatever experiments that are being conducted here in Oroville schools have to reach the villagers. And through the villagers, then it has to reach out. Outside world. Yeah, it has to be open.
So in one word, if you want to explain how is Oroville education?
One word. It's not education, it's exploration. Yeah, it's exploration. Explore.
That's good. Okay, thank you having you here.
Thank you very
it was
much.
Great. Thank you to share your thoughts and we're very much happy and thank you so much.
Thank you.